Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It is Monday, November 23rd, 2015, and we are 3 days away from Thanksgiving Day in the United States, where I am right now. I am grateful and blessed to be able to be broadcasting to you live from beautiful Morgantown, West Virginia. That's not where I'm normally broadcast from. I live in Tampa Bay, Florida, and I'm used to palm trees, the beaches, and the beautiful sunshine and warm wind, right? Up in Morgantown, it's very cold. The trees are bare, but it is a beautiful day. There is not a cloud in the sky, and it's very sunshiny. Really interesting for me to be here in the mountains. So anyway, I'll introduce myself. You have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black, and I am Erica Black. I'm a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice, which is called Pull It Together, where I take people and help them move forward from whatever's holding them back so they can really, really live a great life every day with purpose, joy, peace, intention. Very important. Far too many people just exist through their daily round. They, you know, I love talking to you guys on Mondays because I think that Monday is the hardest day to get through anything. You know, you've been in weekend mode. Now it's time to get down into your work week, your work life, although, you know, many people are looking at a very short work week. So, and a lot of things don't go on in corporate America, you know, on weekends like this. But, you know, in any case, it's still hard to kind of, especially when the holidays are going on and you have so many other activities and so many other things to focus on, it's really, really hard to kind of pull your thoughts together and get purposeful and intentional. So that's why I love speaking to you guys on Mondays. I was talking to a friend of mine and I said, you know, maybe I should have picked another day than Monday because, you know, it's just kind of hard to get going on Mondays. I said, then again, that's why I talk to you guys, right? And for sure, it gives me a reason to get up and get focused and get intentional and excited about what I have to do because bottom line is what I'm passionate about is being an inspiration, letting my words and my wisdom and God's wisdom ultimately come through my voice, through the internet here, the internet radio, and inspire you, give you some other things to think about and some tools and some value for your life that can help turn it around, kind of change your perspective a little bit so that things aren't as overwhelming, aren't as tough, and then actually you get some ease and step into your day. So anyway, as we talk about that, I just want to say that today we're talking about love and gratitude. What's love got to do with it, right? Thanksgiving and being grateful, breaking down what love really is, how we show it, how we receive it, how it affects our response to what happened just 10 short days ago in Paris. And then finally, we're going to talk about how we can have hope, joy, peace, serenity, and experience our Thanksgiving with blessing and gratitude in this world where violence does happen. That's a really important thing. We do have a live chat room going on here on Blog Talk Radio, which I'll be checking periodically. And if you have any questions or comments, you can certainly call in. The guest call-in number is area code 646. If you want to get in touch with me during this episode, you have to call the studio line, and that's area code 646. 668-2473, and also the chat room's open. I will be checking the switchboard in the chat room periodically. So first of all, just let me tell you quickly that, you know, I have a six-month program called Thrive, and that's what I offer to you guys. It's really my passion that instead of just getting through your life, or going, someday I want to do this or that you can actually start doing those things that you want easily and quickly in 6 months. It's like a 6-month program, not just a one-time thing, because you need the support and the time to implement the tools that I give you. But I guarantee that if you follow my simple instruction, which is really simple, the implementation is the difficult part. That's why you have the support of the coaching program. But if you follow my simple instructions and really commit yourself to the program, you will be living a great life in 6 months. That's my guarantee. And I start everyone off with, and I give to everyone, a free coaching session. So please get in touch with me to schedule yours today. There's absolutely no strings, and it's my desire to give you tools and wisdom that will make a really huge difference in your life. You can get a hold of me. You can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. You can also call me directly at area code 513-640-767. That's 513-646-0767 to schedule your free coaching session. All right, well, I've got a lot of things to talk about today because this is a really, really important topic, so I want to just go ahead and jump in, right? So what does love have to do with it, and what really is love? Love is such a word that we throw around, especially in the English language. It's not very definable. We love our family, certainly, our children, our spouses. We love our friends. We love our dogs. We love our sports teams. And we love the new dress we just bought. And I might love your boots. I want to know where you got them because I want to go out and buy some, especially now that I'm in West Virginia because it's really cold. You know, we might love the server, our favorite server that works in our favorite restaurant that always takes such great care of us. You know, in this English language, we only have one word that we use to describe all of these things. You know, is that the same? Do I love these boots as much as I love my son? Well, heck no, it's not the same thing entirely, you know, but we use them with such emphasis, it sounds like it could be. You know, in the Greek language, there are three basic words. I mean, there are more words, actually, more just like for our purposes today and for the overall purpose of describing real love. We're going to look at three of them. Three basic words that are used for love, and each of them have different meanings. So all of us on the planet typically experience each of these different kinds of love in our lives every day. So it's important that we take a look at what they are. That's what we're going to do right now. Once again, I'm Erica Black, and you are tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black, and welcome. Welcome, welcome. Happy Thanksgiving week. And if you're not a citizen of the U.S., no worries. You can be thankful. I think that every day should be Thanksgiving Day, right? Be thankful, realize you're blessed, and be grateful every day. Okay, so the three different types of love, the three basic types of love in the Greek language, you have phileo. Phileo is brotherly love or a friendship type love. And that's the root of the word Philadelphia, the name Philadelphia that we give to the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Liberty Bell is here in the United States, Phileo, Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love, right? So then we have Eros love. It's the root of the English word erotic. Eros is romantic love, being in love. Phileo, which is the brotherly love. So Eros is essentially, it's phileo, but with the physical attraction and connection that is the deepest human expression of romantic love, right? Sex is what I'm saying. So, you know, basically it's the phileo love, but it's amped up into the romantic type of love with that attraction and connection of the physical. And then the third one is agape love. Love at its ultimate, its unconditional love. Charity, the love that serves regardless of changing circumstances. Now, this is rarely ever seen in a human form. It's considered to be God's love, a love that's not focused on feelings, but on the purity of love itself. Parents, the parent-child relationship, I would say, and certainly parents and the way parents love their children is probably the closest human way of understanding this kind of agape love, you know, because it's really the kind of love, like I said, it's not focused on feelings, but on purity of love. So, you know, then how do we define love? We've looked at different types of love, but how do we really define love? Well, we can be clear that our relationships fall into these categories, and some of our relationships fall into more than one category, depending upon the circumstances. And certainly, I know for sure that we do not really love a dress or a sports team, right? We like and admire them a lot. We're fans, but being a fan is not the same as really loving someone or something, right? You know, I would argue you don't really love things. You like things. You love people, right? To me, the purest explanation that I've ever come across to identify what love really is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, or as it's affectionately, pun intended, right? It's called the love chapter. It's in the Bible. So please indulge me just a moment. I'm going to quote it, starting with verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast, is not arrogant, it's not rude, does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Okay, and I end it with verse 8. So for you who want the reference, and that's in the roughly, you know, I put a little of my inflection in there. Roughly, it's the ESV version. So it's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. So believe that that's true. I believe that that's true. I guess there's a little discrepancy based upon interpretation in verse 7. It says love bears all things and it endures all things. So some people take that to believe that it puts up with all things. And I don't think that that's true. I'll get to that in a little while. I don't believe that the intention is that it puts up with everything. I think that it goes through everything. It marches on through everything. It's wrong and courageous in the face of whatever it faces. And that's the way that I interpret that. So as we talk about Paris here in a little bit, I'm going to bring that back up. But first of all, based upon what I said we were going to talk about, is how do we show love? And how do we receive it? So we've gotten a picture of what love really is. And if the relationships that you're in doesn't look like that, I'm going to challenge you to take a deeper look and to reevaluate maybe what you're doing that's good and loving, and what you're doing that you may think is loving but isn't really loving, like control. Do we show love by controlling? Well, if you're a parent and your child wants to run out into oncoming traffic, then I think in that case, that would be a good time to restrain the child so that the child doesn't get hurt, right? Control the other person. No matter who they are, you can't control people. You know, you can move a portable child, you know, a child that's still able to be portable, a small child. You can misdirect them away from some dangers. But once children grow up, they're not really portable. and they're not really controllable, that's where your relationship comes in. Because if they love and trust you, they'll more likely listen to what you have to say. And I've dealt with that on parenting shows in the past. So please check out some of those parenting shows and get that information. But it says it's not arrogant or rude, and it does not insist on its own way. And therefore, it's not saying, I'm right, you have to listen to me. It's not irritable or resentment. It doesn't fly off the resentful. It doesn't fly off the handle. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing. It doesn't rejoice in evil. It doesn't rejoice in bad practices, right? Bad life practices. But it rejoices with the truth. You know, truth feels light and lies feel heavy, right? Even in our body, even in our souls. So why not live in the lightest, happiest, most wonderful place that we can? So anyway, based upon what I just read, think about your relationships. But, you know, like I said, you can't control other people, and you can't control a lot of circumstances. You can only, you know, it's a serenity prayer, have the courage to change the things you can and the wisdom to know the difference. And most of the time, the difference is that you can only really control your behavior and how you respond to different things and how you act intentionally. So how do we show love, which is a very intentional thing, and it's not based upon our emotions. We've talked about this before. Love is not a feeling. It's an act of your will. If it were just a feeling, then I'm not feeling like I'm in love with you, I might want to break up with you or divorce you or whatever. But feelings and hormones and emotions come and go. They come and go. You might feel differently in 5 minutes, but, you know, love never fails. That's what it says. So how do we show it? Well, there are love languages, which different people respond to different things a little bit more than the other things. But basically, there's 5 different ways to actually show people that you love them. And here they are. So you have acts of service. Doing something for someone that they didn't ask you to do. Just because. So you're serving them. Wash their car. Rake their leaves. Help them with a project. You know, whatever it is, commitment off their hands. You know, if they're overwhelmed, maybe you can do this or that, right? So, you know, acts of service, then there's physical touch. You know, it can be a handshake, a warm handshake, you know, if you're friends, or a hug, or maybe a kiss, you know, physical touch. Maybe touching someone's shoulder, putting your hand on their shoulder, like as an affirming thing. You know, and obviously, you know, romantic relationships would involve sex as their the expression of the love, right? Physical touch. And then also gifts, unexpected gifts, cards, presents, little things, you know. Maybe you write out a letter and leave it for someone, or send an email. That's a gift also. You know, it can be anything. It can be something totally free. It can be something that costs a lot of money. You know, we're not talking about Rolex watches and diamond rings here necessarily. Just, you know, little things. A note in a lunchbox, you know, a note in a car, a post-it note on the steering wheel of your parents or your kids or your spouse's car, you know, whatever, a note in the locker to your friend, you know, that could be a gift. Also quality time, spending time with them, you know, really focusing on them, you know, not necessarily just going to watch a movie, but real interaction where you're looking in their eyes and listening to what they have to say. Whatever it is, and being there with them, quality time. And words of affirmation is the last one. You know, hey, you know, you're really good at that. you know, you figure things out really well. I love the way your mind works. Or you look beautiful. That dress looks amazing on you. Or, you know, whatever it is. You know, whatever the affirmation is. I like how you handled that situation. You know, or you're a real good listener. Or you're really good at cooking. I really enjoy the food that you make. Whatever it is. You know, words of affirmation. So that's how we show love. Those are five different ways that we can show love. And I would say we also show love with caring and clear communication. I put in caring because it's not angry or boastful, right? It's not rude. And it doesn't insist upon its own way. It's not irritable. So caring communication. Because in any relationship, sometimes some things are going to have to come up. And when they come up, you're going to have to communicate that your feelings were hurt or communicate that you have a different idea, a potential different way to go about something. So what you don't want to do is put the other person down or put their idea down or come at them in an angry way to where they're defensive, but come at them as, you know, hey, we're both on this same team of a friendship or a marriage or whatever the relationship is. We're all on the same team. And this is what happened inside of me when I heard you say this. Feelings. So I wanted to let you know that and see if we can work out a different way to go about it next time. You know, and if that person really loves you and cares about your feelings, then they'll go, well, thank you for telling me, you know, what can I do to make it better? Right? So caring and clear communication. Be clear. Don't stuff your feelings inside. Don't hide them because you think it's the loving thing to do, because in the end it's not loving when you build up a wall in between you and the other person and then the relationship falls apart. That's not loving. Okay. Caring and clear communication, of course, commitment. Relationships demand, by the very virtue of the word, commitment. How do we receive it? Going by, I'm going to have to just kind of breeze through this. We receive it appreciatively. We appreciate it. And we receive it by being willing to listen and to receive from the other person without judging the packaging, the monetary value, or the pertinence of their gift. Get the heartfelt gift. Receive the gift of their heart. Because whatever gift that they're giving you, whatever quality time, whatever it is, it's coming from an intention in their heart to show you love. So anyway, how does love affect our response to what happened in Paris? You know, obviously, I'm going to kind of breeze through because I can't believe how short on time that we've gotten so quickly. Just 10 days ago, you know, a series of coordinated terrorist attacks killed over 130 people, injured more than 350. What's the correct response? How would love respond? How would God respond? Terrorist group ISIS took responsibility for these events. There's been a lot of mudslinging and attacks on Muslims and Islam as a result. I do not believe that we can label an entire people group based upon the actions of a few. I don't think it's loving. I do not believe that it's loving to do so. We all know that many so-called Christians have done unloving and awful things in the name of Jesus that Jesus would never have condoned or approved of based upon his character and what we know of his actions. The terrorists have chosen hate as their mode of operation, and they seem to want to promote hate and opposition in return. This is not loving. Remember, love is patient and kind, does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant, rude, and it does not insist on its own way, not irritable or resentful. So how does love respond? Clearly not in anger or resentment, and not in mudslinging and verbal assault on Muslims, or any innocence at all. My disdain with this particular situation comes from the desire in me to protect the innocence of the world. And in my definition, love bearing all things and enduring all things, is going through courageously all things, I do believe that the loving thing to do, the loving response to this situation is absolutely to protect the innocence of the world. You know, terrorism is bullying at its worst. And bullying is a few insecure, screwed up people that use fear, violence, and intimidation to control many, many people. But if the masses unite, the bullies don't stand a chance. And I think that that's what we as a global community really need to do. I think this is a loving thing, not in a hateful way, but these terrorists must be stopped. If not, they will continue to injure more innocents. I do not believe that love is laying down and just putting up with bad behavior. I think love stands in the face of bad behavior and says, we will not succumb to your hatred, and we are not going to become like you, but we are going to protect our innocence. You know, we can be so politically correct or considerate that we continue to allow this kind of behavior to continue. I am horrified that people look the other way because they don't want to get involved. If we are truly brothers and sisters, which I believe, I give you all of my phileo and my agape love that I can muster. I believe that we're all brothers and sisters, and if that is true, then we need to protect and defend the innocent amongst us, nationally and globally. We as allies need to band together and decide that this is unacceptable and will not be permitted. You attack my kids, I take it personally. You attack my brother, I take it personally. You senselessly attack France, and I take it personally. We can be very strong, but we need each other to do that. So we need to be strong together and stand in solidarity, not in an angry way, not in a bitter, resentful way, but in a strong and courageous way, the kind of strength that love creates, a strength of a bond of solidarity against an evil that's attacking our innocence. And, you know, I wanted to really get into it. You know, I watched the American Music Awards last night, and it has just been, it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful speech that Jared Leto gave, an emotional speech last night. He talked about his band playing in Paris. His band's called 30 Seconds to Mars. And he played in Paris, I guess, a while ago at the same theater, terrorized the other night. And, you know, he said, we honor the victims of the unimaginable violence that has taken place in Paris and all around the world. He said, France matters, Russia matters, Syria matters, Mali matters, the Middle East matters, the United States matters, the entire world matters, and peace is possible. Just beautiful. And then also, of course, Antoine, if I say it correctly, Lyris, who was, his wife was among the 89 people killed in the Bataclan concert hall, and left him a widower and his son motherless. And he said that he would raise their son happy and free. And he said that responding to hatred with anger is falling victim to the same ignorance that has made the terrorists what they are. So how can we live with happiness, peace, joy, and intention, and in this insanity, this world today where violence happens, by loving. That's what we can do. I'm going to say goodbye, but I'm going to carry on. I love you guys. See you next week here on Blog Talk Radio. Life Coach Erica Black, and you can pull it together. Okay, hopefully that made it for the people listening live. And I'm carrying on just for the people that are hearing the replay because out of time. How can we have hope, joy, peace, serenity in this world today where violence happens? It's exactly what we said. By being the example of that definition of love. By, you know, you can look at the example of the strong people that have loved well in the world, protested and stood up for what they knew was right in the face of bullies, terrorism, violence. Thinking of Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, all those wonderful people that we canonize as saints, right? They're ordinary people that took the road of love. They took that road of love. They did not hate in response, just like Antoine did not, even though the terrorist took his wife's life and took the mother of his child's life. He could respond in hate, but he said that it would have, responding in hatred and anger would have been falling victim to the same ignorance that has made you what you are, speaking to the terrorist. I couldn't have said it better. I encourage you to Google search Antoine, and his last name is Leiris. His speech in response to the Paris terror attacks, and also Jared Leto. I know videos of his speech last night. It was just an amazing speech, and what a loving and strong statement both of those men made in this. The face of this terrible violence. But that's what love demands. It demands, again, to be patient and kind. It demands to be, hold on, I'm going into my notes, okay, to not be envious or boastful, not arrogant or rude, not insisting upon your own way. And by the way, standing up to terror and saying that's not acceptable is not insisting on your own way. It's standing up for what is right. It's standing up for what is, it's standing up for the innocent and the helpless against, you know, I mean, it's a whole different thing. You know, you're going to start killing people and threatening people and maliciously injuring people. Then, you know, there's a line there between freedom of speech and insisting on your own way and putting a stop to that. Okay, it is not irritable or resentful. So please don't become irritable, resentful, hateful, or angry in the face of this. You know, it does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and it never fails. Bears all things and endures all things is the strength to get through and do what is right and loving, which is protecting the innocent, putting our world, bringing through peace, working for the peace and the goodwill for all mankind. Like I said, we are all brothers and sisters. So we can do that by becoming the definition of love. Of that agape love, of that unconditional love, because unconditional love, you know what it does? It demands, it doesn't only suggest, but it demands that you actually love the terrorist, and that's not based upon a feeling, that's based upon a matter of goodwill. Now, we want them to stop. We hate what they're doing. You can really know that that is not okay and really hate the action. You cannot hate the hearts because people only do and say what they know and believe at the time, no matter how misguided. Poor souls are so misguided that are doing these acts of terror that we can have compassion on their souls. Compassion, and we can love them in the way that we do not hate them or be angry at them, but we stand up courageously in the agape love with the strength and the courage to bind together in solidarity and protect our world and our innocence. So we can do that. We can embody that kind of love, not only toward the terrorists, toward our families, toward our friends, toward our coworkers, toward the people that we encounter every day. You know, and we know that God is the source of that strong, courageous, and beautiful, unselfish kind of love. We have received gratefully, and we can give gratefully and joyfully. And in the transfer of that love, as it comes through us, you know, just try it. I defy you not to feel then hope, joy, peace, serenity. Go out and show a random act of kindness today. And I do. I defy you not to feel great. You know, this comes through love and it comes through gratitude. And that's what Thanksgiving Day is all about. Realizing that we are blessed and being grateful no matter who you are or where you're at. I know that you can find at least 5 things to be grateful for. 5 things. It's not hard. So love your families. Really love them because of what you get in return. Put your focus off yourself. Put your focus onto them. When you get together around your Thanksgiving Day table, if you're in the United States, and you're having your turkey and ham and all the pumpkin pies and stuff like that, take a moment and look around you. Look at the real people sitting around the table with you. Think about who they are in your life and be grateful for them. Think about the loved ones. Think about your country. Think about your world. Think about all the amazing people in this world and think about our amazing God. This Thanksgiving, look around you. Think about these people in your life. Think about the joy, even if there's pain in some relationships, because I know some people that are going through a great degree of pain in some significant relationships right now. Even if there's pain, look for what you can choose. Look for what you can find that's the good. For at least one day, look for the good. Focus on that and be thankful. Say a prayer and thank God for your life, for your soul, for your wisdom, and what you were born for to do in the world. And if you need some help identifying that, or if you're not really living your purpose, so you feel degraded or downtrodden, or like you may never call me for a free coaching session, you can get in touch with me at area code 513-646-0767, because I want to help you. I'm going to give you some tools that can really help move you forward and give you a better life full of joy, peace, purpose, and intention, and hope. There is so much hope and purpose for your life. You'll be amazed. I love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing Thanksgiving. I am blessed and grateful because of you. I love you guys, and I will see you next week on Pull It Together with Erica Black here on Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye, everyone.